This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchem Abba. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. Today we learn Simen Kuf Chav Ches. We're in the middle of Seif Mem Daled. We're in the middle of Seif Mem Daled. Says the Rama, Nohagu, the custom is, B'chol Medinois Elo, in our communities, She'ein Noisin Kapayim Ela B'yamtev, that we only duchen on Yamtev. Mishum Sha'oz Shruyim B'simchas Yamtev. Because on Yamtev we are dwelling in the joy of Yamtev. V'toiv Lev Hu Yivarech. And someone with a good heart, he could give a blessing. Mashein Kim B'shar Yamin, but on other days, Afilu B'Shabbos Es Hashana, Shetrudim Beruhurim Al Mechias, and people are preoccupied with thoughts about their business. Even though we say Herhurim Mutarim, yeah? Herhurim Mutarim. When I say we say, it's from the Zmirois. Herhurim Mutarim. Rabbeinu Yoina says, I think in Sefer Hayira, that even though Herhurim Mutarim, you're now to be Torud in your Herhurim of Mechia. But the reality is many are. Ve'al bitu malachtam, and we're somewhat saddened that we can't work. V'afilu b'yamtiv, even yamtiv, einoisin kapayim alatuyas musaf, we only duchen by musaf, sheyoitzim azmin beis haknesses, v'yismichu b'simchas yamtiv. Why only by musaf? Because by musaf, we are in proximity to the suda and the simchas yamtiv. The whole idea of why we duchen on yamtiv is because we're shoroi b'simchas yamtiv. So we try to juxtapose it to the simcha as much as possible. The whole shachris of musaf she'ein noisim like kapayim, and therefore any shachris of musaf that we don't duchen, I'm ashel tzira al kenim okay. I'll say no chulu v'chulu k'da'el soif simen kuf chav zayin. V'yom ha'kipurim noisim like kapayim k'mo b'yamtiv. On Yom Kippur we duchen just like yamtiv, even though we don't have a suda. V'yesh mekomer she'noisim like kapayim b'ne'ila. Some places they duchen even by ne'ila. Some places even on Shachris. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan Kuf Samache. I'm sorry, Kuf Samach Dalet, back on the previous page. In the land of Israel and in Egypt, the minhag is to duchen every day. The poiskim praise this minhag. Now, in the Galilee, Rabbi Chiel Michal Tikachinsky says the minhag is not to duchen during the week. Only musaf of Shabbos and Yom Tov. Says Rabbi Chiel Michal, is that true? In Tveria, they only duchen by musaf, and they don't duchen during the week. In the north, they don't duchen during the week. He doesn't know what this is based on. The Minchas Yitzchak tries to explain it, and he says they shouldn't change their minhag. The Shevet Alevi says, those who have already changed their minhag, we don't have the power to restore it. Okay. Somebody who comes from, who left Yerushalayim to live in the Galilee, Rabbi Yoshev says that he should not duchen and follow the minhag of his new place. Let's say a group of Israelis come to Brooklyn and make a shul. Says Rabbi Yoshev and Shlomo Zalman, they should not duchen every day. They should be noyeg keminag chutz aretz to duchen only musaf of Yom Tov. So there's a new shul in my neighborhood that you could daven any nusach you want. You could daven Ashkenaz, Sfarad. There's like a wheel, and you just turn it. It's a minion factory. And recently they put up a sign, duchening every minion, minhag hamakim. So is that correct? No. The minhag hamakom in America is not to duchen. It doesn't matter what your country of origin is. Unless, I guess, Sfardim. But it would be hard to say, and it is a Sephardic shul. The thing is, it's a minion factory, and you could daven whatever nusach you want. So it would be hard to say that you could daven whatever nusach you want, but you could dochen by every minion. You're davening nusach Ashken.
What? What do they do? Ashkenaz minyanim in a minion factory.
They dochen.
They do.
Yeah. That's what the sign says. The sign says. Duchening every day minagamakim. Now, if look in a Sfardi shul, yeah, the minag is to duchen. Would Rabbi Yosha and Rishon Zalman say not to in America? I don't think so. So let's say a Sfardi shul had a minion factory and let the chazan daven. It's hard to mix the two. You're going to let the chazan daven any nusach you want. So that means, yeah, okay. Anyway, let's continue. Ella b'yamtuf. Why yamtuf? Mishum bein shechal b'chol oy b'shabbos. Because then we're b'simcha, and whether it's a weekday or a Shabbos. By musaf. The Chiddush says something very interesting. It's brought in the Berkei Yosef, that if the tzibur is sharoi b'tzara, and they're mispalel on their tzara, the Berkei Yosef says, it's better for the Kaihanim to duchen by Shachris than daven for the Tzara, because through Nesias Kapayim it's Ma'ir Rachamim. What about B'nei Chutz Aretz that are in Eretz Yisrael, they're davening Musaf and Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galiyos in their own minion, and all they have is a Kayin Mibnei Eretz Yisrael. So what's the question? What? But in Eretz Yisrael they duchen every day anyway. What's the problem?
He's out of the country.
No, B'nai Eretz Yisrael. I'm sorry. B'nai Chutz Aretz that are in Eretz Yisrael. So what's the problem? Why can't the Kohen duchen? The Shevet Alevi says he doesn't have the courage, he doesn't have the audacity to matter the Kohen to duchen. Reb Moshe says you can. Because since Legabe the Tzibur, this is a required tefillah, so then he could become batal to the Tzibur. But I don't understand the problem. Why? Because Legabe him, it's not Musaf. He doesn't daven Musaf on that day? I don't see the problem. So what?
Like you were saying before, the minion is a minion of the Nei Chutz Laretz.
Yeah, but in Eretz Yisrael, they duchen every day. So
that minion, it's like in a Sephardi shul, but that minion is Ashkenaz.
But it's Yom Tov, so even Chutz Laretz people duchen on Yom Tov.
Yom Tov Sheni.
Yeah?
Musaf, so what's Musaf, right?
What's the problem? Because legabe him, he can't daven musaf. You're allowed to duchen as many times as you want a day. I don't understand the question. What about B'nai Eretz Yisrael that come to Chutz Aretz in a place where they don't usually duchen? Could they make their own minyan and duchen? Reb Chaim, the Stipler said they could. I don't see how they could. That's like, that's what we saw before. That if they move here permanently, they can't. But if it's temporary, they could. Rabbi Yosef says no, they can't. I don't see how they could. Weiter. V'yesh mekom shenogim she'en noisim kapayim afilu b'yom tov kishachal b'shabbos. Some places they don't duchen on Yom Tov when Yom Tov is Shabbos. Aval ein minhag ze ikar klal. There's no logic of this minhag. The Bir Halacha, the Dershu quotes in Sif Kata and Kuf Lamed Beis, says that the basis of this is der choishesh for the shita that a koyein who's a balkari cannot duchen. And since it's Shabbos, they didn't go to the mikvah. The Magen Avraham says also, since after the Duchening you say the Tchina of Ribono Shel Olam, and Shabbos we don't say Tchinois. So therefore they had a minog not to Duchen. The Shaar Tzion and Sif Katan Kuf Lamed Beis brings it's not kedai to mivato mitzvah saseh, even if you want to be, just because you want to be machmer not to duchen as a balkari. But I don't understand that minog either, as if what, only on Shabbos there's a mitzvah of oina and not leil yomtiv? There's no leil tamich, there's no mitzvah leil yomtiv? What?
Every day in the week here in Israel. Well,
they
kind of have to travel every day?
No, Shabbos is specific because it's Leil Aina. Kas Kamosha Kasu Harbeyach. Okay, this minog doesn't have an ikur. Kamosha Kasu Harbeyach Reinim. Nagu Akoyanim Silsil Ba'atzman Litbo Be'erev Yomtav Mishum Nasias Kapayim Shalamachar. The Kohanim have a custom to beautify themselves, to a high practice, a majestic practice, to be toivel on Erev Yom Tov because of Nesias Kapayim of the next day. And even without that, every person has to be matar himself for Yom Tov. Nevertheless, this is not Ma'akev B'di'avad. By the way, this is one of the only places where you're going to find that the Mishnah Berurah seems to say you need to go to the mikvah Erev Yom Tov. Here it is. V'gam b'lav hachit sarach adam l'taras atzmei b'regal. Now, if you look in the Dirshu quotes the Maril, Shal Shachus Maril Chadashos, that one of the reasons why in Chutzar Tzemig is not Taduchen only for Yom Tov is because of Tvila for Balkari. Another couple reasons are Bito Malacha, and also they used to have Goyim in the Beis HaKnesses. Now, what's the reason why Chayv Adam Matar Atzmei Beregel? Why in the world do you need to be Matar yourself? You're not being Oile Regel. The Prisha brings in the Tzlach, brings that even Bizman Azeh, there's a Chiyuv to be Matar Beregel. The Sholem Eishiv says it's only a Chiyuv Midrabanan, Zecher. However, the Shagas Aryeh says, Bizman Azeh, Ein Chayvas Tara Beregel Noyheges. Even if we had the Efer of the Paraduma, the whole reason to be Matar Beregel is so that you could go to the Azara and eat Kodshim. Bizman Azeh, these mitzvahs are batal. There's no Chiyuv Latar Atzmai. That's the Shita of the Sharei Tshuva. The Berhetiv adds, the Chiyuv only applies Bizman She when there was Efer of the Para. The Chai Adam says, Lamaisa, Gam bizman hazeh, roi l'chol adam litbo be'erev yom tov, zecher l'zman ha-mikdash. The Chai Adam says it's roi. Why is it roi? Chai Adam can't create a zecher l'mikdash. You know, you gotta be maybe an amoira to make a zecher l'mikdash. It's roi. The Sholem Eishiv says it's a Chiyuv D'Rabbanan. What does the Mishnah Berurah hold? Gam b'lav hachi tzarech adam l'taras atzmei b'regel. Mishnah Berurah says tzarech. That's what he says. You need to. Okay. Shruyim b'simchas yom tov v'yom ha-kippurim gam kei noisim kabayim sheyesh bo simchas mechila u'slicha. As the Gemara says that loy ha yom tov l'isor ke Chamish Hasrav Yom HaKippurim. V'albito Malachtam. The Lashon of the Ramah is that on Shar Yomim, even Shabbosos, people are tarud in their food and on Bito Malacha. Says the Mishnah Berurah Halashon Megumkam, the language is a bit garbled. V'chas v'sham yisor kadoshim yitztaru b'shabbos al bitul melachta miyom hakadosh. Heaven forbid that holy Yidden would be mitztar on Shabbos that they can't work. V'hanochen shetzarch loymar. What's more correct is that it should read as follows: v'shvil bitul melachtam. And because of bitul melacha, v'koy tamze al hadil el sheinos kabayim b'shar yomim. It's going on other days. It's going on weekdays. V'chein palginu b'darchei Moshe shekasav tam l'fi shetrudim b'herhurim l'ha de'enoysen kapayim b'shabbos. The darchei Moshe breaks up being preoccupied with thoughts of business and the halacha not to duchen on Shabbos. V'ayimoys hachoyel kasav atam mishom bitul melacha. Meaning bitul melacha is going on Shabbos. True dimber hurim amachyasim is going on the week. Okay, Rabbi Isai, we will pick it up here tomorrow in Sif Memhei. Please join us tonight at 8:30. We have an amazing shir on the 10 highlights of the Ben Ish Chai on Megillas Rus. Have a great day, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha. Kol tov.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.